back with another episode, folks. Are you hyped?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, man. Hype. Yes. We are here with Melissa Odom from TMD Post-Op Services. We about to get a whole bunch of knowledge, folks. Y'all don't even understand how much I wanted to have on this show. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling excellent. I just wanted to let the world know that we got to get the knowledge about all types of services that's going around right now, especially the post-op services.
Definitely.
And when I think of post-op, what do I think of? Do you know?
No.
Come on, think about it, man. What are you? I'm a guy. What do you think?
Oh,
what do you think?
Booties.
All right. That's the first thing that comes to a dude's mind when he's thinking about post-op services is booties. Why? Because a lot of women these days in 2021 are getting their booties done.
They are, definitely.
All right. How many? What do you see? You think it's a trend or is it like?
It does seem to be like a trend now. Mm-hmm. Like, I got mine done in 2015. And mm-hmm. I feel like when I got mine done, not everybody was doing it. Like, mm-hmm. it was just real, like, almost like taboo. Nobody was doing it. Now,
Hold on, wait. Rewind that. I ain't even know she got hers done. This is crazy.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. Wow. You just put one in my head because I didn't even know. Not that I was looking. I'm just saying. I did not know. Wow. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was just like taboo. Nobody was talking. Actually, I had to go through so much to even find any information about anything. But now everything is just like open and people are just like flaunting it. It's beautiful, actually.
I think when they say beautiful, I think we're going to say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, folks.
It's confidence. When you have an insecurity about your body and you're able to get that fixed, if it's something simple, like I was just looking at with Cardi B and her mm-hmm. breasts. Mm-hmm. She said having small breasts, she got made fun of. She didn't feel beautiful. She didn't feel confident. After she got her breasts done, she felt great. And, you know, just been able to do what she's doing now. Look at her.
I was saying this the other day, respect to Cardi B, but was it because of her being made fun of? Is that the reason why she went and got the joints done?
I mean, yeah. She was being made fun of. She wasn't feeling beautiful. She didn't feel confident. She was flat chested. You know, like, breasts are one of the other things, I guess, that separates men and women, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, other than the obvious.
But what I'm saying is this, right? What if words could change that?
Okay. Like, such as...
What if words could change that? Like, you know, because Cardi B, you know, not saying that them tatas don't look beautiful, because mm-hmm. we know they look beautiful. Not saying that, you know, she doesn't have the right to do what she wants to do with her body, because we already know she looks good mm-hmm. with it. But what if someone could have came along and said, hey, you don't have to do that. Mm. You don't have to get your breast enlarged. You are beautiful just the way that you are. You're a superstar.
I think that sounds very, like, it sounds good, but at the end of the day, it's about what you think about yourself. It's about just your interactions on a day-to-day basis, whatever you're trying to get accomplished. Maybe she, you know, was tired of men looking at other, you know, other women, making comments about other women and comparing her to them, you know, comparing it. Just not having, wanting to fit into a nice dress or not to fit into spandex and have that contour. Women want that.
Okay, so what was your reason then?
Same thing. I was just like.
You were scrolling on Instagram like.
It wasn't like that. Yeah, same reason. I like to wear spandex, bodycon, all types of things. Actually, in my book, you'll see that. I speak about that. But I like to wear all types of, like, tight, fitted clothes. And I wanted to actually just feel good in them. Even in my jeans, just that look. Like, that nice look.
So, does it matter where you get it done? Because I know that some of the artists that we look up to these days got it done in DR. And yeah, they got the, you know, I don't know what they got, Nutty Putty. I don't know what did they get put in it. I don't know.
Oh,
silicone.
So I think that we need to clarify this. Okay. Right? There Let's are go. Obviously you have botched surgeries. That is what we consider a botched surgery. That's somebody maybe, because anybody can do a performer, any doctor can perform a plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be like specialized in it. They don't have to get training in it. They don't have to do that. They don't need to, but that might not be their forte. Mm-hmm. So if you go to somebody, if you're not, you know, doing your due diligence and looking out, you could go to somebody and get messed up. Okay. Mm. And that's what I think happens with those individuals. Now, you can go to a plastic surgeon, a certified surgeon, and on my page I actually show that, show you how to find those types of well, people who are certified to do those types of surgeries. You don't want somebody who is a cardiologist, you know, for the heart, working on your ass. It doesn't, on your butt, excuse me, it does, or your bootay. It doesn't matter. Not gonna work. Like, wow. You gotta go to the people who know what they're doing.
Right. You know what's crazy? I never knew that it was a thing until I started seeing it more.
Right.
What makes it more prevalent, or what makes me see it more, is the ones that look bad.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what is going to stick out to us, right? Everything that's negative, we tend to like gravitate to it. I heard about even news. That's how they censor news and see what they're going to put on the news. It has to be negative. They learn that most people like negative things. They're drawn to it. So if you have, we're going to just throw this out there that this person got messed up having surgery. Mm-hmm. When there's so many people that go messed in and up. Out, there's people who are on their third round now. Like,
I forgot the white lady's name, that her face is all busted up.
Yeah.
And,
you know, see, that's somebody who has an issue. Like, that's a mental type of thing that they think that's different, more work. Yeah, that's somebody who needs to do some self-love. That's, you know, that's somebody who needs some therapy, maybe somebody who's going through stuff. The person who just gets one or two things, like, come on, like, let's stop.
It's
2021 now.
I heard.
We do that.
I heard that it starts off with, it's like a drug. It starts off with one, and then two, and then three. Then you're like, oh, shit, I need my knuckles done. Yeah. God damn, I don't like the way my knuckles look and shit. That's what they said. It ends up being that way. I don't know.
And I mean, I guess it kind of gets like a tattoo, but I've only gotten one tattoo and I stopped. So I don't know. Maybe I just don't have that thing. But I got one surgery. They fixed what I wanted to get done, and that was it.
All right, look, we not gonna make this show about booty the whole time. I just got one more booty question. nah, we not gonna make, but because you know, post-op service is about a whole bunch of stuff.
For sure,
I didn't even get into you and your company yet. I gotta get straight to the booty. That's just everybody want to see the, you know, they want to know about
the,
you know, that's it. The next question that I had, because we was talking about the bot surgery, so what are some of the materials or ingredients that they use in the bot surgeries?
Oh wow, I heard some like cement. I don't even look at that type of stuff.
Somebody told me oil.
I know they probably put a whole bunch of stuff in there, and when they run out of that stuff, they find some more stuff to put in just to plump it up. But that is not that is not the way. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Yeah, no, because look, you know, it might be cheaper.
Yeah, for sure.
But ladies, what I want to tell you, I want to give you some advice. Okay, I want to give you some advice. This is coming from Official Burn himself on the red couch with Melissa Odom, the official post-op therapist. If you are going to get someone to operate on you, make sure that person is a licensed physician. Mm-hmm. Because what can happen is you may not be able to get it fixed if it ever falls apart.
Yeah.
Because a licensed physician may not even want to touch you. He's like, you got it done illegally. I'm sorry, it's nothing I can do. Am I right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Nobody in any situation that's like that, a doctor is like, listen, nobody wants to get sued. Everybody wants their numbers to be successful. So the higher the numbers, the more money that these doctors are going to get, you know, the more money that comes to the hospital when they have successful surgeries. Mm-hmm. So that's why they push for people to have surgery in the first place. So going back to what I was talking about, like, if you do go to a doctor, like you said, that is not licensed, it's from another, of course, from another country, and you try to come back here to get something done, they will deny you.
But the other countries got like different types of booties. Like maybe maybe you go to DR to get a Dominican booty. Maybe you go to Africa to get an African booty. I don't know. I'm just saying.
And
like,
you better hope for the best. Let's say go to somebody. I mean, there are some really. Now I'm not gonna bash like DR surgeons. That's not what I'm.
No,
saying.
I'm just because there are some really good DR.
There's some good surgeons from DR, like Duran and stuff. But at the same time, you know, you want to just make sure that you're looking up these people, that you're just doing your due diligence. That's all.
And, do your due diligence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, real.
So then after you get your operation done correctly, that's when you get into post-op services, right? Well, that's when you get into post-op services. And what are some of the services that you provide when it comes to that specific gluteus maximus, I don't know, enhancement situation going on there?
Well, firstly, after lipo, because, you know, before you do the whole gluteus maximus and all of that plump and stuff,
right?
You gotta take the fat, out of some areas, right? So it's usually like the stomach or the bra line. They choose,
How do you take the fat out?
Well, a surgeon's gonna do that. It's like this, like, long, like, pole type of thing, and they dig it in there, and they kind of like, it's like a suction canister they have, and they just kind of like, they're putting in fluids in your body as well as and then also removing the fat.
So they put in fluids
to break it up and
to break it up,
numb the area.
So it's like if you had like ground beef and you stuck a straw in the ground beef and you blew fluids in the ground beef to break it up. No?
Okay. I guess.
Okay, nah, it's just too much. All right.
It's like, it's like this big needle that's just, you know, all right, so they break it up. You know, fat, you gotta think of it like, maybe think of it like a
meat.
I guess. Meat. But then why would you?
Because we are meat. Humans got meat.
Yeah, but it's fat. So you break in and you want to break up the fat.
Okay.
Make it loose so it can come out into the canister and they could collect it into a canister. So after that part actually requires, it causes a lot of swelling. So you need a lymphatic massage. And that's where I will come in to play. Like, so I do the lymphatic massages.
How does the lymphatic massage work? What are some of the things that you have to do to make that happen?
So we just help to aid the lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system doesn't have a pump on its own. It's not really moving, and surgery like stops that process from clearing out, you know, from helping you detox, from getting the swelling down. That process is disrupted when you have the surgery. So we want to massage the area to just promote the circulation.
Is there a benefit to not even a benefit. What will happen if you don't do this? What can happen if you don't do it?
Well, you can have a buildup of fluid, you can get infected, you can have an infection. Sometimes the fluids they're hot, can make you cause you to have a fever as well as just get bacteria.
What fluids are these inside?
Well, remember they're putting fluids inside of you during the process of lipo. So they have there's numbing solutions in there. They have saline, so just water type or salt water, all of those types of fluids in there. So
those fluids are still in
inside
there.
The stomach, as far as
in the stomach.
In the stomach. Actually, it's like in the. We'll say in the abdomen region.
So are we talking about, and I know, excuse me if I'm jumping ahead of time, but are we talking about a fat transfer?
Yeah, you, so okay. You want to do the fat transfer in order to get that big, voluptuous. You know, so you
want to move the fat from the... This is fat. Making sense, folks. This is for the guys that don't know what's going on here. They are taking the fat from somewhere else and putting it somewhere else.
It's genius. I mean, who... Like, it's genius.
Y'all didn't know that, dude. Y'all didn't know that. But now we know. No, I've been through that. But I'm just saying, they're taking the fat... Yep. From the stomach. So, oh, wow. So if you don't have any fat on your stomach, how do you get fat on your book?
Good question. So you have fat everywhere, and they find it. Oh. They find it under your arms sometimes, under the, like, the bra lines. You have, like, just, I mean, anywhere, they just will find it. I mean, you talk to the surgeon beforehand about where your problem areas are. So if you just said, like, because, like, my family, we have flabby arms, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I had that issue, I'm like, okay, well, take it, like, if you have to, take it from there.
Hypothetically speaking, the patient is saying, I want to enlarge buttocks. And I want it to look nice. And the doctor's saying, you don't have any fat from anywhere to take it from. And they're refusing and saying, I want it. Are there any other procedures that one can go through to get an enlarged buttocks?
And so, yes, I'm happy you asked. Because I also do, for those type of patients or those type of clients, I have body sculpting. So I'll do the body contour using my machines. And I also do wood therapy for that. So it's the same, similar process, but what the machines do is they use, it's almost like they have, almost like you're doing squats. It's like, that's how I like to, that's what I say. You know, it's like you did like 100 squats, like, but without the work. So you don't have to do the physical squats, but this machine's just going to suck and plump and move and contract the muscles of your butt so that you can have that good
lift. So it's like you just like do that on a daily basis. You have to like keep doing them daily because it's not a one-time thing. You just stick it on your ass. And just do it because every chick in the world will be doing that shit.
For sure, so, yeah. I usually do, it requires a few sessions, but I like to tell people to also, this is a good time for you to add your protein. This is a good time for you because you don't have to actually go work out. You're not stressing yourself out by tiring yourself out by doing the squats. I'm doing it for you. Mm-hmm. So at least you can take some, drink some protein shakes and maximize on that. Build that muscle is what I'm saying.
So, you know, I heard a lot of women drinking protein shakes to make that booty bigger. Mm-hmm. Right? How do you just keep drinking? Because I thought that protein shakes would just make you bigger. So how do you, what else do you need to
do? You must work out. But the vacuums, the cups that I use actually take a place of working out in one aspect of things.
So you don't have to work out. Mm-hmm. You could just sit down and just let the cups work.
Yes, work for you.
All right. Yeah. Now, as we know, we are sitting here with one of the most prolific business owners, TMD Post-Op Services, Melissa Odom. We had to introduce her one more time again, right? For everybody to know who she is, just in case y'all forgot.
Yes.
One of the things that we spoke about before she even got here, we spoke about this machine that she had. Did you bring your machine?
I didn't.
Oh, she didn't bring her machine. We're not going viral today, folks. But it's okay, because I already got another idea. But before we get into that, all we want to know is, or the people want to know, what type of post-op services do you have other than massages for the buttocks? I got to say that just in case YouTube try to shut me down, because you know when you start using other words, you can't, you know.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. You know. Anyway. Well, I do the massages for the whole body. The whole body, the circulation is disrupted through the whole, for every part of the body. When you cut one part off, like injuring one area and the blood vessels and the circulation pretty much, it's going to mess up another part. So people's legs become swollen, you know, or feet, that type of thing. So I'll just do the whole body, just helping out the process and facilitating that.
How long does it take for the average person to recover from like some type of breast surgery?
Breast, oh gosh. I don't know, my friend kind of present. It would be, I think it would be more like about 6 weeks to kind of actually feel like a human again.
A human?
Most likely, yeah, because it's
what
like.
What did you feel like after that?
They're ripping into the muscles, so that just hurts. Like, so people can't, you can't lift, you can't, you know.
Do a whole bunch
really
of things.
Like a lot of strenuous exercise or anything like that.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ladies, you are allowed to do what you want to do with your body. I just want to let you know that. I'm saying that just in case anybody feels like I'm being judgmental over here. But it's just a whole bunch of questions that I have in my mind as a man that I have to know. You on the red couch with Burn, and it's all about perspective. And it's all about your view on how you see everything.
That's true.
So, I like Megan Thee Stallion. She's all natural.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you heard. That's what you hear. Are you trying to say that?
I'm not saying anything out though.
I'm just saying.
That is what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, Megan is popping.
I'm just saying.
I like the way she smiles too. Just fucking cheesing and shit. Just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ooh, she just looks so, you know. Actually, Megan.
Well, she's lit though, yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion is the first female rapper that I actually like. Feel like I would buy a ticket to go see.
Yeah, or she just has some. Shit.
And I've seen a lot of female rappers, you know, in person or whatever. But like Megan Thee Stallion, boy, woo, she's bad. She's a fine specimen. Anyway,
right.
I was just like getting stuck on her for a minute. If I put Megan Thee Stallion next to, let's say, Nicki Minaj, right? I don't want to compare them, but guess what? Everybody else does. So now I'm going to do it.
Right.
Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. I like Nicki Minaj too. Actually, I like Nicki Minaj post baby.
Have you seen how
she looks now? After the baby? Oh my God. She's bad as a wolf. Right? But I still would rather Megan. Because I feel like I don't like the shape of the way that someone that looks like Nicki may look. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather Megan.
I feel you, yeah.
But where do you know where Nicki's got hers done? We need to research that, man.
I wish I should have looked that up. Nicki. First off, I love Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the barbs. Because Nicki, she's that energy I have. Like when I'm like, yes, I'm about to be a boss. I'm going to be a boss. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. But I don't want to curse on your show. But, I don't know what exactly happened with hers. Because, I mean, I heard something about it was flipping Inside Out when she was a Future. And I saw some pictures. So I don't think she got, like, a fat transfer.
Could be silicone.
Yeah, like, silicone. Maybe something just
did it. I don't know. But I don't, you know, at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj, holla at me on my show. Comment on, you know, if y'all want to see Nicki Minaj on my show. Well, maybe one day she'll come. You know what I'm saying? But to clarify, because I don't know. I want to know what Nicki Minaj has in her bottom. All right? If somebody could tell me what she has in her bottom area, that would be fantastic. Then we could all just get this mystery out the way.
Right.
Okay? But at the end of the day, we did see some pictures on the internet, and I want those clarified too. I want to know what happened, because I don't think... Did she ever speak about that? Nope, I don't think so.
No. She actually makes a whole bunch of raps about, like, people Googling her ass, right? Mm-hmm. Like, about her butt. Like, she never really... Yeah, she don't really say
it looks good.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, most of the time,
It looks good. But it's just like... Yours looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Natural, yeah.
Actually, let me not act like I'm stupid. I thought about it. I was like, yo. But I said, nah. That's natural. But you got me, though.
I got you.
Bing. You know what I'm saying? You got me. I didn't know. Got him.
Yo, I'm done.
Nah. But so post-op services, you got them. You do those massages. Now, say like, let's say somebody comes to you and they're like a burn victim. Do you do anything with those?
No.
No, you don't do that. So this is just
cosmetic. Yeah.
Cosmetic surgery.
But if some, I'm old, you know, I'm a nurse, so mm-hmm. of like 10 years. So if somebody does need any, yeah, you know, but somebody does need any, like, have any questions, I am more than happy to answer any questions, because even somebody just asked me questions about back surgery, and mm-hmm. I don't specialize in that, but I used to work on the floor with. They had a lot of back surgery, so I tend to know a few things, you know, every now and then.
All right, that's what's up. Y'all need to tap in. I think it's what is TMD _ post-op services. Tap in. All the ladies, if you got something done, if you got something done, you got like a little job done, and you need some help. Sometimes, cause you know what's crazy? Some ladies may feel like they don't want to go for help. Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know a couple that have a couple leaky situations. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That may not feel comfortable going to someone for help. But you can reach out. TMD _ post-op services and, you know, see if you can get some help with your situation. Because it's not all about staying behind closed doors, right?
Yeah.
Am I promoting you too much?
No, you too. Right.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I'll never tell you that.
Nah, but tell me some more about what you do.
I also go to help people after their surgery. So as soon as they have the surgeries, I fly to Miami and I'll go and make sure that they're taking their medications, that they're walking. They curse me out, but I gotta make sure that they get up and walk. Making sure that
you got any crazy things that ever happened to you while you was doing it, like, cause you said they curse you out, like.
Well, you know, like fake curse. Oh, I don't want to walk. I don't want to do this. Okay. You know, stuff like that. But you know, but what else? And just to be like supportive, as we've had, like, I've heard so many stories. These women go through a lot of things. Like, it's not just about getting your body done. It's about it's the energy behind it. It's the reason why.
I got it. It's not all about the physical. It's also in the mental. See, you getting the physical part done, but you gotta be mentally ready for it too. And even if you're not mentally ready, it's okay. You should be. Right. But you need to get mentally ready.
For sure. So I have a book that I...
Definitely not. We're gonna go into that. But go ahead. You got a book?
No, just to help out.
Get chopped, not screwed.
Yeah. Yo, you...
Come on. What? I'm supposed to not know what the book is or something? Right? I know what it is.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Get chopped, not screwed. Just to help out. It's also with the mental. Just getting you ready just for what could happen. I mean, I've gotten... People have asked me, am I insecure when I'm about to go out? Mm-hmm. I've gotten people to ask me, oh, did you get your butt done? Like that. Like, yeah, you did. It's like that type of energy. Like, there's such great experiences that I've had.
Hold on, wait. So when you're walking down the street and shit, and somebody say, did you get your butt done? And you don't answer them. They'd be like, yeah, you did.
Like,
no,
like, what? Like,
man,
no.
Funny, but anyway, go ahead.
So it's just like certain things. I feel like it's just, you just got to get yourself ready for that. But what I learned is that some people are afraid to get there, to have surgery to do it. And some people don't have the money. They don't have the means to do it. So yeah, they're going to hate. They're going to have a lot of like these crazy things to say, because they just can't do what you just did. And to me, it was so simple, so small. But if I told you, like, the amount of jealousy, there's a lot of things that come to play with it. And it's just a booty. Like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
It really isn't. But I guess.
And what I'm saying, what is the average cost?
Good question.
What is the average cost? Because, yeah, I mean, this is what I'm saying. A lot of girls want to get it done. And there's, like, different prices, I heard.
Yeah.
That they pay for different doctors or whatever it is. So what's the average cost of getting, and what, you know what? Before we even get into that, what is the proper name of getting your butt done? What, like, what is the proper name for that?
So BBL, but
BBL, booty large. BBL, booty large. No, but go ahead.
Brazilian butt lift.
Yes. Brazilian butt lift. And why is it a Brazilian butt lift and not a United States butt lift? And why are people not getting it done in Brazil? I don't, like,
that's a good question. I feel like Brazilians are just known for their awesome shapes and their bodies. So, like, but most Brazilian, that's the, like, thing.
Hell they have, you see, nice Snoop Dogg video? Beautiful!
So, I just think that's, like, where it came from. Like, you know, even I've seen something, like, an exercise was named Brazilian, like, butt lift. So, it's just, I think maybe that's where it comes from.
All right.
Yeah. But BBL for short.
All right, but BBL for short.
Yes.
Brazilian
butt
booty
lift.
Lift. Brazilian booty lift. What is the average cost of a Brazilian booty lift?
So, like you said, depending on where you go, if you go into Miami, which a lot of people go to, Atlanta, you may get
city girls.
You'll be able to get it for,
if you,
like,
want a city girl booty.
Right. 4,000, between maybe 4,000 and 5,000.
You say what now?
If you go to, like, 4,000, 5,000.
You spend them prices real quick. So you said about 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 stimulus checks.
Nah, but if you go to Dr. Miami's a little is more expensive.
Yeah, so is this one specific doctor, or is it like a doctor and a team of people that?
So generally, like, it's like having, like, I guess surgery places in Miami are like surgery. It's like nail salons in Brooklyn. You know, there's so many of them. So you have an average cost of how many, you know, average cost for it. But then you
said surgeries in Miami are like nail salons in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that you could walk down the Miami Strip and every 5 blocks you're going to see a booty done shop?
I mean, you definitely, yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
There's one area.
Do they advertise it like that? Just like outside, you see it, like, boom. See how they have the eyebrows. They have the eyebrows now out here.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
In certain areas, you will like more like advertising towards it. But Cora Gables, that's usually where a lot of them are. So there's, like, in that little vicinity, you're gonna spend $4,000, $5,000. Now, Dr. Miami is just, he's who he is. He's famous, so he usually costs us a little bit more. I think he's like maybe double what the average is. So he might be 8,000, 10,000, you know? Mm. But I'm not quite sure. But yeah, somewhere around there.
What are the benefits of going to Dr. Miami? Oh, we need to ask Dr. Miami. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of going to someone that charges so much and, like, you know, they call themselves the guru or a professional, or the best professional in that area? What are the benefits of going to someone like that as versus going to someone who charges about $4,000 and could do just about the same job? But what is it? What are the complications or something?
Why do you choose certain brands? You know, you might choose, like, you could probably get the same. I can't think of something right now.
Yeezy over a Jordan.
You know, it's like one of those. Yeah,
if
those
you want a Yeezy
things.
Booty, go to Miami. If you want a Jordan booty, get it here in the United States.
And also,
I'm saying,
who wouldn't Jordan want to say, go to Dr. Miami? He's famous. He's well known. You know, he's somebody that people know, okay, he's a surgeon. People know that his work is good. People know that, I mean, celebrities have gone to him. So that right there would make him, you know, that go-to person, that it guy.
All right. And that goes to my, and you know what's crazy? I was just talking about different types of booties.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the best, industry-wise or, like, you know, famous-wise, who has the best booty? That has been augmented. Did I say that right? Because I don't want to say it.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Just make sure.
Hmm.
Who has the best one? Did it could it be Cardi B?
There's so many.
I don't know.
So many nice
could
booties.
It be Cardi B? Does Cardi B got the best booty? Does who you said Ari? Who?
Moneybagg
Yo
girl, Ari.
I don't want Ari Lennox. That's her name.
No, cause I'm gonna
tell you
yo. Something,
but I don't know. But look, I'm gonna tell you. Check this out, right? To me, it's all about the full package, right? So you don't necessarily have to have any operation with me. You gotta have like, you know, something in your head. You know what I'm saying? Before we could do something in the bed, you feel me?
Gotcha.
You feel me? You gotta have something in your head before we could do something in the bed. I want y'all to write that shit down.
That was cute.
Write it down, okay? Because that's how we do on the Red Couch with Burn. We come up with slogans and shit. You know what I'm saying? That y'all can write down for later. But yeah, we here with Melissa Odom, the guru of post-op services. So if you need some work done, I'm telling y'all, y'all need to go to TMD_post-op services. All right? We got Melissa Odom got her assistant in the corner, right? We're going to edit him out. But he wants to tell us whose ass he's looking at right now. So whose ass is that?
Ari.
Ari?
She like Instagram.
She got a booty done?
Yeah.
Alright, let me get it. Oh, you wanna get it? Nah, go ahead. Let walk past the camera, let him see the booty.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
What's his name?
Yeah, Ari asked.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Damn, she got a booty done?
Yeah.
How you know?
Everybody know that.
Damn, hold on. Let me just get one more picture. Let me see. Now, she... Well, this is nice.
It's nice. It looks natural.
This is nice. It does look natural. So...
It's not...
So let me, here you go. Thank you, brother. So here's the question I got for you, right? So when you see a big old booty like that, does it matter how much fat you take from the stomach? Because, like, hers looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach fat is the same as booty fat? I'm saying the fat.
Oh, yeah. Because
so, right now, I don't have fat in my booty, so I wouldn't know.
Oh,
I don't have not.
You actually are born with the a number of fat cells, and they either expand or shrink as you, like, depending on your diet and like your exercise and stuff like that. So, taking some out, it just kind of like, I guess, like taking it out of one place and putting it in the other, it'll just expand it. Because even if I gain weight, it's like, my butt is gonna get bigger.
Okay, so are there any materials that they put in it to keep the fat together? Because when I look at like regular meat, like beef and like pork, right? I got some right over there, right? Yo, brother, pass me that meat right there. Pass me the meat in the bowl right there. I was about to cook something. I made you. It smelled like shrimp in here because I was making shrimp. And shit, but I was gonna make some steak, but I'm not gonna even take the meat out real quick. I just wanna say something. You see this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what fat, right?
Yeah.
That's what people call fat.
Right.
But if you look at it, how does that fat? How does the meat stay together? It's little white things going in there, right? That's meat glue. You know what meat glue is?
No.
Oh, man. Y'all gotta look up meat glue. There's videos on meat glue. I don't even want to.
Meat glue?
Meat glue. Look it up. You can look
they
it up. Meat glue.
Put in glue.
So, first, how you make meat glue.
Oh, Lord.
Look, this is how you make meat glue.
Stressful.
How you keep meat together. Because you can't just keep meat together. There has to be something that keeps it together. That's why I asked you the question that I asked you. It has to be something to keep it together because of the way that meat is. It's not like it's, you know, stuck together like that. It has to be something to keep it there. So with meat glue, it's cow blood. and they turn it into a powdery substance, mm-hmm. and then grind it up, and then they use it to keep the meat together. Mm. So I see your face. You're like, oh, he's comparing this to meat. It's like, did he really just have meat on the prepared for this section? No, I didn't. Actually, it just happened to be sitting there. You know what I'm saying? And I looked over, and we talk about meat, and then just meat just started slapping. How did they keep it together? How did they keep it together?
Now that you say, I always thought I knew, mm-hmm. but now I think we're gonna have to look it up. I assume, you know, they put the fat inside of the butt.
You know why? I'm wrong. That's what it is. I keep saying meat is fat.
Yeah.
Fat and meat is two different things. You see, this is why I got you on the show. So that way all men could understand something. Okay? But at the same time, we do be saying that booty is fat.
When you say that booty is fat,
we ain't lying. It is fat. Got some fat in it. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on how you look at fat. Some women take offense to men referring to their buttocks as fat.
Mm. What kind of women are those?
Well, they could be from a different persuasion.
I was about to say, most black women would be like, oh. Or some minority women would be like, thank you.
Thank you. But some women may take offense to those comments.
Yeah.
And because they feel as if the man is looking at their shape in a way that defines them instead of maybe looking at their brain first. I don't know. I don't know. That's just gonna be one thing. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess there are, you know, women who are, they do get offended to it. But, you know, it's a compliment. I guess you gotta just kind of see who you're speaking to and who, you know. Mm-hmm. So, especially anybody who's gotten their butt done, I'm sure they want to hear that. Like, mm-hmm. oh, it's looking good. You know, mm-hmm. spend all that money on it. Go through that pain. Go through those massages and get that. Go through the process in general.
I think that would be kind of disrespectful for a man to
thank
do.
Thank you.
I really think that if you see a woman walking down the street.
Oh, you're talking about like a random.
Street and you got your joint done.
Oh.
You got your joint done, and I see you, and I know you got done, because I'm like, that's not real. I'm like, oh, miss, that's a good job. You got, wow, you got a night, yo, they did a nice job. What you get? What you got it done? Knock Dr. Miami? What you got it done? You got a Yeezy booty, or you got a Jordan booty? What you got?
Yeah. No. Over. But it depends on the day. Violation. I think some people might just Some women are cool with that, some not, but it depends. I think it depends on the day, depends on the person who's saying it, because you know, if you, it just depends how you said it,
how I'm saying it,
but how you say it sounds a little disrespectful in. Because if I thought I'm looking natural, you telling me that
you see what I'm saying?
That sounds actually
so cool. Now, but see, is the contradiction in the whole thing.
Yeah,
the contradiction in the whole thing is, if I notice it,
mm-hmm.
then does that defeat the purpose of you getting it done? See, because mm-hmm. I never noticed yours. Mm-hmm. I never noticed. You must have just got a little bit. You was like, I just want a little sprinkle. Just take a little, because you probably wasn't even big before. You just had a little bit of fat right there.
I was not big at all. But
took a little bit.
None.
Where them pictures at? You got them on? Those not on Instagram. Oh, her assistant is saying she had what they call a pan cake, my man. I want to see them photos.
All right,
listen, for the post edit, email me one of them photos and I'm going to put it right there on the screen.
Oh, they don't exist.
So let me ask you, because like after you get all of that done, right, do you have to like disregard all of the old photos, or do you like keep them?
I know, right? It's crazy.
Do you keep them?
I think if you're gonna lie about it,
no, I want to know if you've kept all of your old photos.
Like, took pictures like full body before.
Is she really saying that? She just said that she did not take full body pictures before.
I did it. Maybe, you know,
folks, if you're watching the show and you know Melissa Odom, send me the photos to redcouchwithburn@gmail.com. I want to see the pancake, my man. I want to see what it was like before, okay? And so we can make some comparisons.
Don't you
say. Put them shits together. We can put them on the screen and we can see what it used to look like. We could do it before. Because see, that's the thing. That's how you promote the business. Before and after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
before
true.
And after. Because I wouldn't have known, like I said. Wow. You said it was like, well, you didn't say he said it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was that.
That shit was like, wow, like, nah, black. Get out of here. You black. So I'm not even going to play. It's I'm not. Black. No, you black. Black woman.
It was like, but I used to shake it though, too.
All right.
I always was like, you know, just like with it, but I wanted something just to look a little. Mm-hmm. Fill out my jeans,
Give you that good look. That's all right, folks. Do what you got to do with your body, especially if you're going to make it look like that. You know what I'm saying? Melissa Odom, she's here on the red couch. We are definitely enjoying this conversation, and it's the best time that we've ever had in a long time on the red couch, because we're talking about one of these subjects that's very touchy, but at the same time, it's popular. Okay, and it's post-op services for real, but at the end of the day, how do you get to the post-op? You got to start off with the op. Start off with the op, son. It's operation, son, right? I know my ops. It's the ops. Because it's a trend now.
Yeah.
2021, girls are getting their booty done. Remember I told you we come up with slogans on this show? I want you to say it again. It's 2021. Girls are getting their booty done. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. And honestly, it's like a natural thing to do now.
Yeah. But see, it's only natural for us. Because in Korea, and I think Australia, mm-hmm. they'll go... Actually, I know Australians actually come to Korea to actually just get plastic surgery done. They might do like maybe I met somebody who was just coming for like some Botox in the face or something like that. But it's just normal. Mm-hmm. They don't think about it. Lipo is like it's like getting something from the store. They don't think about it. It's just like for our culture, you know, it's become.
Because I know a lot of people go to Korea too, right? Oh, you said Korea, right?
Yeah, Korea. Yeah.
A lot of people go to Korea, Japan, probably too.
I don't know about Japan, but yeah, but probably. Yeah.
Because you see how those people look sometimes. Mm-hmm. They look like dolls for real.
Yeah. Because it's not a thing. They don't, it's just not a thing. They don't think about it. They just blink, they just get it done. So here we may, and I think too, like white people have been getting it for a while as well. Mm-hmm. You know, getting their breasts
Botox.
Done. Botox is crazy. Like everybody's been doing it, so it's not. I think it's just more of maybe our community, the minority community. Now it's affordable. You know, we have so many more doctors being able to do it for $4,000, $5,000. So more people are able to do it. So now it's just that. I don't think it's more of a, maybe not like a trend, but just it's become a trend because it's now easy to do it.
I don't know if I want
to
agree with that.
It's easier to do it.
You think?
I mean, it is trendy though. Okay. It is a trend, but I'm just saying it's easier to do it, so more people are going to take advantage of that. And if they see, and of course you have all of these like singers and like we just discussed a few
influencers.
And that's
where I was going with it next.
Yeah,
I wanted to know what if any influence do you think social media? Excuse me. Let me ask that again. What if any influence do you think social media has on getting? Or a woman wanting to get operations done?
It has everything to do with it. Now it's just the... I don't know. It's sex sells. And so people are selling their bodies, you know, and giving off this image that, you know, that they just have it all together. Because you'll see somebody, and I know I got my body done, but I did it for my own reasons, personal reasons, not to be famous. And I don't, listen, I'm not bashing anybody who is, because you got to do what you got to do.
It's like a job. But what I heard is like this, right? This is a perfect example. We're going to compare it like this, right? So y'all fellas can understand what's going on. When you go for a job, right? Let's say you want to go for the conductor job in the MTA, right? You're going to go study the conductor book. You might even want to practice driving a train on a game. I don't know. Whatever you do to prepare for that job, you want to be the best person that it is to be when you go for that job. Now, let's say you want to go for a job as a stripper. How would you prepare to go for that job? You might have to get your ass done. And when you get it done properly, you might get the job first. Ding!
True.
Okay? It's just preparing for the job. That's all you're doing. Right? So there's some women that want to get it done to get a job. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of the reasons. Give me another reason why women would go get any breast augmentations or booty augmentations. I like to be, you know, graphic with it.
Again, sex sells. So some women have their OnlyFans pages, and they are getting their bodies done in an effort to just be more attractive and more alluring to men. Honestly, so you have a situation where men are paying for it. It's crazy, but they are paying
to get them booties done.
They are paying. So, I mean, you can bash it, but
walk up on you in the street like, excuse me, miss, you know, holla at you, and then they get them digits, and next thing you know, they offering to get your booty done. That's crazy.
But it's not even just that, right? Because of how you look, you can get trips. You can get, you can go on shopping sprees. You can live a different type of life with your body done. I mean, even with myself, I didn't have the same, it's a thing, I didn't have the same, like, goals, but I remember getting into clubs, like, It was just a whole different experience. When I first did it. Now I'm just kind of like mull over it. But at the time, it's like getting into clubs for free or getting drinks, like just because, you know,
cheating on life.
Things, yeah. Going to strip clubs booty. And people, where, cheating you know, on they life because you like, got a
big booty. This is crazy. Something's going on.
Because your body is what everybody else kind of like knows to be beautiful,
right?
So of course, yeah, they're looking and it's attractive. It's just attractive.
I ain't gonna lie, you know. Now, on my show, occasionally I give a little story every now and then. I could talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't believe this woman to ever see my show. But if she see my show, so what? I'm telling a goddamn story, okay? I ain't gonna say your name. I'm telling a story, okay? I met this girl a while ago, long time ago, about like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I didn't know she had a booty done. Because I didn't know about booty done. Didn't even know about it at that time. I didn't know about booty done at that time. I didn't. Didn't know nothing about booty done at that time. It wasn't nothing on my mind, wasn't my thing. You know, I just saw booty. That was it. And when I saw that, I was like, whoa, man. Because, you know, I'm a slim dude. And thick girls with big booties love slim dudes. Or girls with big booties in general love slim dudes. That's a fact. Okay? And it's the opposite the other way around. Anyway, I met this girl. I said, God damn, right? Anyway, we end up dealing with each other. Anyway, I'm skipping. We go out, whatever. We get in the bed. And I'm trying to be respectful. Like, you know what? You know how you don't want to smash on the first night? You feel me? You don't want to smash on the first night. You want to take your time. You feel what I'm saying? You want to take your time with the ladies. You feel me? You don't want to smash on the first night. Because the thing is, like, we don't want you to know that we want you to think that we're not thirsty. I said it right the first time. Okay? Understand that. If you're not thirsty, let them know you're not thirsty. You know how you do it? Don't think about the pussy. Don't think about it. Just leave it alone. Right?
Did not even know it was like that.
You ain't know it was. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. It's some. Listen, there's some thirsty dudes out there.
They're thirsty that don't like that shit. Just like
there's. Listen, there's some. First of all, not every dude is thirsty.
Right, but. Right. The whole to be thirsty and to act like anyway. Go ahead.
If you thirsty, why would you let him know that you thirsty? Just sit there and be parched, nigga. You gonna get the pussy. You gonna get the wetness. Just sacrifice. Let yourself be dry. You gonna get the money. Just sacrifice. Let yourself be dry. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get it. That's all you gotta do is just sit back and just relax.
Just
no,
like,
listen. Let me tell you something.
The thought. All right. That
so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Right? Yeah. It's the whole thought.
Yeah. It's like what? Like you have a whole game plan. Like it's crazy.
Good and enough. Women don't.
What game?
You guys have game plans all day. What are you talking about? Women have game plans all day. What are you talking about? Y'all plan shit all the time.
What is our game plan?
I just told you. I mean, you just told me. You said that some women get their booty done, and then they go on trips, and then they get all expenses paid for. That is what you call a master fucking plan, okay? That's not even a regular plan, okay? That's a master plan. That's a MasterCard shit.
It's for
okay?
the people
you got, when you gotta
like-
spend a MasterCard... Master plan.
But you're getting that booty that you want.
Still a fucking plan.
But at the end of the day, you're still getting what you want. So, I mean, what's the plan? Because the guy that's doing it all has a plan as well because he still wants that stuff. So we know, I guess, that we do want it. So it's one of the, yeah, we both have, I guess, yeah, we both have a plan. I guess, whatever.
I'm like, yeah.
Whatever.
That's what I said.
Just don't like those. Yeah, that's a real. That's
no, but at the end of the day, when you like I'm gonna get into the story, but what I'm just it's not it is deceptive.
Sorry,
no. Go ahead. Say what you're saying. Why is it deceptive? I'm literally trying to. All right, so here's the thing. Right? Let me just break this shit down for the people that don't know. I'm gonna break this shit down real quick, right? Women play games, just like men play games.
Okay.
Just,
women
play games just like men play games. And what happens is y'all end up playing this, what you call Tom and fucking Jerry, or maybe Cat and fucking Mal. I don't know what you want to call it, okay? Game, okay? Where you want us to chase you. Now, it's okay. Your mama told you that you should always go after the woman. Did we say it? That's what they said. Your mama said
you should
always go after the woman, right?
You should.
I like my woman to come after me. I'm just saying. That's a little side note. But anyway, they said that you should always go after the woman. I respect that.
Men are hunters, right? We're supposed to be together. So I just think that you naturally, if you want something, you'll go for it. Like, that's in your DNA. The competitive nature. That's a male trait.
Thank you for mentioning that. I just wanted to get that off and let you know I'm on the same page as you. Right? But we're going after you. How long do we have to go after you?
That's true.
That's another question.
That's subjective.
You know, and you know, different other little games y'all want to play, but it's okay. You can play those
games.
Do you
love me? I need to know.
No, all right. Do you love me?
Do you care about me?
I need to know it.
Are you just here just to be here? Just to be like in my like,
I got you.
Are you really, you know?
Here
you,
for.
Like, yeah.
I got you.
The shits.
I got you. No,
sorry,
no.
Though.
No. It's cool. You here. That's why you on the red couch. You got to let them know. I want to. That's from a woman's perspective.
It's just like, that part is just like in my, I don't know. Guys. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, we get into it. That's why you on the red couch. I'm just saying. We just had to let say it from your perspective.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, so you literally have your own way of doing things, and we have ours as men. And that's the whole thing at the end of the day. And you have your game plan.
I guess, yeah.
And we have our game plan.
Right.
And I'm letting y'all know some of the game right now. You letting them know. You letting us know some of the game, and we letting you know some of the game.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies.
And she like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to let them know. Now we knew that already, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm giving you a drip drop. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a gem. You feel me? I'm giving you a straight gem on the show. But nah. But at the end of the day, what we do sometimes, we sit there and we analyze how the situation might go if we go in or we don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not gonna sit there like, all right, for example, if a woman comes over your house the first time and she feels comfortable doing something with you, you're gonna know. Mm-hmm. If she feels comfortable doing something with you, you will know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it might all go down to a little bit of rubbish, and then she might get up and leave, but she still wanted to give you the pussy. She still wanted to give it to you. She just ain't give it to you. You know what I'm saying? That's all that happens. She wanted to be respectful on the first day and shit. You want to be respectful.
There's nothing wrong with that. Remember some respect for yourself.
So you never did nothing on the first day?
Why? Whoa, what are we doing?
Exactly.
What are we doing? No,
you know, that's what I was going to ask. I'm going to have to ask. I'm a goddamn host.
No, naturally, that's not, no.
All right. So anyway, no. Going into my story, because we talking about my story, right?
Yes.
The story that everybody wanted to hear.
Yes.
Before the goddamn Instagram live shut down. I met this girl. She had a fat ass, booty augmentation, all that. We laying in the bed. That's why I said booty augmentation. She got her booty done. Right? And we get in the bed, and I'm trying to be respectful and not touch her. And she's like, "Are you gay?" I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Ooh.
Relax. Because we was laying in the bed for like a good couple of hours or whatever, and she just kept rubbing her booty up against me. But what she didn't know is that I felt something. And it was hard. I'm talking about like goddamn fucking rock hard. Okay? Like that make it like you like if like same way I hit my hand, that's how that shit sound.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm like, what the? But I didn't knock it. But I'm just saying. That's how.
But you wanted to knock it.
I sure did. I wanted to knock the motherfucker just to see how it sounded. But anyway. Anyway. No. The crazy thing about it was I'm exaggerating a little something. But what I'm saying is, it was that hard though. Like that part I'm not exaggerating about. The fucking knock. That part I'm not.
That's crazy.
So now I'm laying in the bed now. She said what she said. And I'm just like, I went and turned the lights on. She's like, okay, let me explain. So she automatically knew where I was going with the shit. Because I didn't want to touch her because her butt felt too hard. She told me that she sat in the office job for too long and the thing flipped in her butt.
Ooh.
That what she said? She said it flipped in her butt. It flipped like it was something on the inside. You know, what's that, silicone or some shit?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
It flipped. That's what I was saying. That's what they said, Nikki. Happened to Nikki. Mm. That's different. That's not a situation.
She got hers done. I think she got hers done in DR or something, too. Because that was like when the DR craze started happening.
Yeah. Oh, DR. Sometimes they could do that people in the surgeons in the United States would not do. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know.
She also had sores. Like bed sores. But it wasn't bed sores, it was just the sores from it. Mm. Being like, you act like you never saw this before. I'm gonna let you know.
I've seen just good work done. So far,
so ain't nobody come to you like my ass burning yet.
Botched.
All right, well, it's gonna happen now that you're on my show.
Yeah.
I want everybody that if you got a problem with your shit, you need to go to TMD_post-op service. I'm telling you right now, this is the reason why you're gonna go, right? Mm-hmm. Because she gonna turn your shit into something that it wasn't. Okay, now if you got a little problem, she can't fix it. She gonna let you know she can't fix it.
But I also have a lot of friends who are doctors, mm-hmm. and you know, so maybe I can refer you to someone who will help, perhaps. I'll try to take a stab at it because, you know, that's that if I can't do it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That is the segment. Now, at the end of the day, we had a lot of fun on our show, man. I love this show. This is the reason why I love this show, because we get a whole hour. We had a little bit more time, but we get a whole hour of straight fun talk from your perspective. We talked about what you do. We talked about your book. We talked about TMD post-op services just in general, what TMD post-op services provide. See, that's why she's on the show, right? This is what I do. I get people on the show that actually are about something, that are doing something with themselves. You see, and they have their own company. Black owned. She's black, as you can see. Look at her skin. She's black. Okay? And we support everybody anyway. For sure. Right, we support everybody, but at the end of the day, support your brothers and sisters. That's why we here. Red Couch with Burn, Melissa Odom, TMD Post-Op Services. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
We love you. I need y'all to go to the YouTube. I need y'all to go and subscribe. Just type in Red Couch with Burn, Red Couch with Burn, and subscribe. I need y'all to go to the Facebook. Right. Red Couch with Burn. Subscribe. Facebook.com/Red Couch with Burn. I need y'all to go to the Instagram. Instagram.com/Red Couch with Burn or at Red Couch with Burn. I need y'all to go to the motherfucking Twitter. God damn it. I need y'all to go to the Twitter and go to at Red Couch Burn. Not Red Couch with Burn, but Red Couch Burn at Twitter. I need y'all to go to TMD. _post-op services. I said it right.
Yes, you did. I've been saying it all the whole time. I also have a website too.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
So tmdpostopservices.com. Check it out. I have client portals, so you can speak to me, make schedule an appointment, and just see some of the other things that I have going on, as well as my Instagram. Check out my Instagram, like I said, tmd_postopservices. So you can see some of the things that I do, and yeah.
All right. We out, folks. Thank you for tuning into the live. You tuned into all three of the lives that we had before it got shut down. We had fun. I love y'all, man.